All right. So this video, I was thinking about this lately because there were a few people who were sending me things like saying, like, you know, hey, AD, man, you called it. She did it about Billie Eilish and how I said once she figures out that guys want to fuck her tits, once she figures out that, you know, that some guy somewhere wants to bust nuts all on her face and shit like that, that's going to be she's going to go that route, and women, she's not going to go back. Right now, the deeper part on this is I compare Billie Eilish to Nelly Furtado and Gwen Stefani. She, to me, even though she grew to be much bigger than them in a much smaller period of time, that's where I put her at. So the thing is, Nelly Furtado and Gwen Stefani, they were at the core essentially the same thing. Now, they did make different types of music, but at the core, especially when they were younger, they were essentially the same thing. They were those Corinne Bailey Rae's, those more indie artists. The girl who was, you know, she's cute, but she's not sexy, you know. And with Nelly Furtado and Gwen Stefani, they were like kind of on that hippie shit. Like, essentially, Nelly, from what I remember of it, Nelly Furtado and Gwen Stefani were like the gamer girls of that time. Meaning they every neighborhood, every country, everybody has this girl. The girl who is in, I guess, like what women would call the lesser worlds that are mostly populated by men. She go, like, let's say, for instance, like a female firefighter. Like, she goes into that world and she's got, you know, nice, cute, round eyes and maybe like a little figure. Oh, all the guys in that world will love her and worship her and put her on a fucking pedestal, because in that world, essentially, she's, you know, she ranks much higher. It's the same thing like when a woman is from fucking Minnesota and or a woman's from Los Angeles. A woman could be a Minnesota 6, but be a Los Angeles 2. It's that thing. So it's the same thing of the culture in this. But in this context, it's the music culture. Now, the part where, in my opinion, where they took different paths was this. Nelly Furtado. Well, first off, neither one of them can sing. All right. From what I remember, neither one of them were great singers. They were, you know, bitches that were like cute in that lesser world that women would call. And they just dominated by just standing on stage and dancing a little bit with some resemblance of a skinny body that took a bath. So they cleaned up. But what I remember of those two paths was that Nelly. OK, both of them figured out that they were sexy. Right. Both of them hit a point where they figured out they were that if they dressed a little bit cleaner and they start dressing like actual grown women, they can add another 2 points on to what they rank. Right. But the thing was, Nelly Furtado gained a bunch of weight. And heck, by the time Nelly figured it out, she did that song, Say It Right. I think Say It Right with Timberland, that in the day. In the night, then, which was hot. That whole man eater shit that she made at the time, that shit for her and that time, like, I didn't see that coming. That was pretty much like when Justin Timberlake did that Love Stone, My Love, and all, and he grew sexy back. He just like catapulted in growth out of nowhere, and motherfuckers had to stop for me. Like, yeah, that's hot. But the thing was, right after that, Nelly Furtado had a kid. And she gained a bunch of weight. The bitch already couldn't sing that well. So now she got is on stage just kind of doing this type of shit, hoping you just remember who she was. Whereas Gwen Stefani, if I remember correctly, Gwen Stefani, if she had a kid, I didn't know about it. But Gwen Stefani never gained a shitload of weight. And then on top of that, like, her name just kind of rolls off better. So Gwen Stefani, she lasted a lot longer in that industry. Whereas Nelly, she just couldn't. Because if you try to read on her past, she'll try to say, oh, well, I had a kid and my mind was just on different shit. No, she kept trying, but she couldn't sell anymore. Because her that whole female image, it was going on the right path, but she hit the wall. Whereas Gwen Stefani, Gwen Stefani did a great job of postponing that wall. Now, back to Billie Eilish. My next prediction of Billie Eilish is she's going to have to change her name. Because like what you guys have been sending me of her on the cover of some female magazine with her tits hanging out and makeup on, 10 pounds of makeup. The name Billie Eilish just is not a sexy name. It's like, for example, okay, like Nelly Furtado or Gwen Stefani, both those names sound like, coincidentally, those names can sound like they worth some money. Just because how you know what I'm saying? Just because how they sound. Like Nelly Furtado, I was talking about this earlier to myself in my head. Like Nelly Furtado sounds like a fucking expensive car that you never heard of type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, did you see that 2022 Nelly Furtado? What? No, I said, yeah, it's a convertible. Like you would like legit think it's like some expensive shit. It Gwen Stefani, just the Stefani part for real. Like that part in America, that could be a big deal to us, you know, because that we don't have names that sound like that a lot. Shit sounds Italian or some shit. But Billie Eilish, that shit don't. Billie Eilish doesn't sound sexy. Billie Eilish sounds like some oven cleaner brand or some shit like that. Like that shit doesn't sound. She's gonna have to change. Watch. My next prediction is she's gonna change her name. And it's probably gonna be some old awkward off the wall shit. But like Billie All. Billy I or some it's gonna be some ridiculous shit if I had to guess. But oh, I wanted to go into how these girls are made. So I should have went in that first. How these girls are made that I find is this. Usually these girls come from relatively poor backgrounds. Meaning, okay, even if they grew up in a neighborhood that $1 million neighborhood where they were on the low end of $1 million. See, the only time, like I say so many times before, the only time women come up with anything reasonable, with anything that's of any structural value and consistently do it in life, especially in America. By the time women do that, something about them, they've realized that they are a lesser woman. So they have to do something else. You see? So I never read into the whole history on any of them. But if I had to guess, this is what happened. And usually they look out, they see the other girls. They go, I'm not that pretty. I can't keep up with that. But I could be a weirdo. Yeah, that being a weirdo can get me attention. So I'll just go down this path. I know these guys are weird, but I get attention over here. So I'll just go over here. Just like that girl with the Tourette syndrome I told you about. Perfect example. She told you right to your face that's what she did. She went over there. She went to the comic book guys and the card playing guys because she knew they were of lesser status, so they wouldn't reject her because she had Tourette syndrome. Because she told you, all right. So when these Billie Eilishes and Nelly Furtados and Gwen Stefanis, at first they like I said, we like man and woman's mentality flips. So like I said, men start out as loving and caring. Women start out like not giving a fuck. Then men get fucked over so bad to the point where they don't care anymore. And women have to become caring to try to get some attention again because they've gotten old and they can't keep up with the younger models. So when the women are younger, they think, you know, at first it's probably a mixture between money and being pretty. Right. It's when they're younger, it's a mixture of the two. Now, when they get older, it's just about looking pretty to pull a better man, whatever they got to do to pull a higher value, what they call higher value man. So when they get older, it's not really about how much money they got at that point, unless they could try to sell themselves as classy and elegant with having the money. But it's really not at that point. Women, their primary focus is being physically attractive. And if that's not it, then they think they're worthless. So with the Billie Eilishes and the Nelly Furtados, these women fucked around and then with Nelly Furtado, and these was back in before the days of hardcore simping with this fucking OnlyFans and TikTok shit where motherfuckers just send the money and shit like that. This is long before the internet. We had Twitch and all this shit. Bitches had their tits out, you know, playing some game, half-ass playing it and smiling, waving on a camera and making $10,000 a day doing it. We didn't have that shit yet. So when you talk about like what, and from my generation, these women, they fucked around and got lucky and then figured out, oh, well, maybe I could try some makeup on. Maybe I could try, a well-fitted dress. And then they fucked around and realized, oh, you mean guys actually want to fuck me and I'm kind of sexy? And then every time, once they hit that route, they do what they can to never go backwards into that shit. They will never, they do whatever they can to never go backwards. Like I said, like every Manosphere man will tell you, woman is always, if it's up to her, she will always keep going up. She's never trying to go equal or down. So one, and like the most flattering prize to a woman is to be seen as sexually desirable. That is the most flattering thing to what woman, to what she thinks. Now, really the most flattering thing is to be loved by her kids and to know that she's worth something to her children. That's really the most flattering thing. But, you know, you deal with bitches. This is what you got to do. They don't even know what their purpose is in life at the time. But anyway, so then you get the Billie Eilishes. Once they fuck around and put on a little bit of makeup and all this shit, read the front of that magazine. Read what she's saying there. Oh, well, you know, I just like, sometimes you just got to do it. Feels good. I like my body now. And now her tits hanging out. Now, how much you want to bet within the next year, her videos are gonna start being super sexual. I think she already even kind of went that way in something I seen. But watch, you see them baggy shorts? No, that's done. She might try it once or twice here or there, but overall that's done. Them baggy shorts and the hoodies and all that and the sneakers. No, that's done. Unless she could wear some super tight jeans with her ass poking out, because she's going to get ass injections because she doesn't have an ass. So I promise you that she's going to get ass injections. That's a fact, because I think she already has big tits. So she don't have to worry about that. But she has no ass. She's one of them UK bitches. Them bitches usually don't have great ass. These European UK bitches usually aren't known for having big asses naturally. In mainstream media, that's more of an American thing when bitches get, you know, borderline fat and grow them fat asses, or they just get ass injections now. But watch her. I'm predicting her next video. Out of the next five videos, four of them are going to be with her. You gonna see her tits, all right? At minimum, all right. At minimum, you gonna see her tits. She's going to make sure you see them. Trust and believe me, because now she knows people want to see that shit. And she done got comfortable with it. She's starting to smell herself now. Uh-oh. Guys want to fuck me? And not only that, they're open about it. And people bought the magazine with me in front of it. Oh, that's it. Any song with any lyrics that mean something for real? No, those days are gone. Cause she even mentioned about how she thought she was pretty, or how a guy thought she was pretty in that what that one song, "You Should See Me in a Crown." But it wasn't like you could like see that was still that baggy shorts, baggy pants. She wasn't, her confidence wasn't up yet. And the fucked up part is this, man. The worst thing a woman can have is confidence in herself physically. Because like we say all the time, once a woman is in control or in power or some shit like that, or is leading something, she's going to bring it right to the ground. Right to the ground. She might get, who knows? She might fuck around, get lucky and become a Gwen Stefani and fuck around and marry another dude who had a legit career and all this shit like that. But, or like many of them, they don't. But I will say this, Billie, on the other hand, she had a much better earlier start in her career. Well, relatively earlier start, you know, when she got much more famous at a much younger age. So that could help carry her over that shit to where she could fuck around and end up being like one of them, damn near like Aretha Franklin's or some shit, like, not Aretha, fuck around, be like one of Adele's or something. Like whenever she want to come back, she can just come back, and motherfuckers gonna buy her shit because she did it at such young of an age, and a lot from what I remember, a lot of the songs that I liked are more so kind of timeless as far as the lyrics go, are timeless. But yeah, that's just my rant because I've been thinking about it, man. I've been thinking about that lately. So yeah, that's just my rant. You guys have a good day, man. I gotta get fixed this light, man. I'm on this fucking light in the room. I got a better light right here, but it's a long story. I've been moving shit around. But yeah, so yeah, I'm back, man. I hope you guys are having a great day, great evening, whatever time it is when you watch this. I'm out, man. Bye.